Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Hey, Stoper Don, I leave the country for 1 week. 1 week, and the country goes to the dogs. Literally. 1 week, and now...
We have been covering medical kidnapping for quite a while.
A long time now.
In fact, today we get to talk about it a little bit more with Michelle Ryder at the bottom of the hour, but...
Yeah.
Who'd have thought that there would be another angle to medical kidnapping that we had not thought of yet?
Just say no. Doggy kidnapping, kitty kidnapping, animal kidnapping. Dogs and cats no longer allowed to sleep together because they're being euthanized by animal control if you don't pay the ransom. If you don't pay up, Toto is a goner. How much longer does this go on? For those of you who don't have children in the audience who said, oh, it's okay, they can take your kids because I don't have any. I don't have a sense, really, that those kind of folks are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But let's just, for the sake of recognizing, there are some people that hate people. They love animals, but they hate people because of the cruelty that people exhibit on other people or other animals or them. I know there are people out there like that. I'm not making a judgment. I'm just saying. But now that the government has utilized its bureaucratic oligarchy police powers to kidnap Fido and Toto and Muffy and hold them for fines or ransom that you may never be able to pay just to be able to kill them, to euthanize them. Have we reached a new low in American non-jurisprudence? This is the kind of story that it's a heartbreaker among heartbreakers. It hurts me more personally, and I know the animal rights people are going to hate me for this, that when these kids are kidnapped, because I'm a dad. Now, do I not love animals by saying, no, I don't. It's not that. I love animals. But now if we're going to equate the two, what is it that's going to get the rest of the people outraged? Maybe this is where it has to go. Did you see this story on Natural News? Just came out, I believe, today. It was just breaking today, Super Don. I know you have not only kids, but they're grown. But you have doggies. One of them may be in heat right now, so we might be competing with Izzy for microphone time. Is that what I understand?
As frustrating as that is, especially when you've got two other male dogs in the house at the moment, of course you love them. I mean, that's just part of having dogs, you know. But listen, we've covered medical kidnapping with kids. It wasn't that long ago we covered a story about nursing homes with elderly people holding them for ransom. So you got children,
kidnapping
you've got
people.
Old people, now you've got pets.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on?
Well, listen, some semblance of sanity, if we can find any, it's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kidnapping kids, kidnapping animals, kidnapping ransom operations for family pets. Read all about it. And there's audio to go around this. What did they interview? Was this, it sounds like a teenager or a young person in school where they took her animals.
It's a woman in a Hispanic neighborhood that was going to school to be a therapist. So I'd say she's probably in her mid-early 20s, something like that.
Right, and Bruno and Sasha were taken from her. Let's hear her story here.
Bruno's a snuggle bug. He thinks he's a lap dog. Sasha is a little bit more timid. The dogs got out. I went to go claim them, and he's like, well, we're going to prosecute you for criminal neglect. I'm a student. I'm going to school to be a therapist. Like, I can't have this kind of stuff on my record. Please give me my dogs back. They didn't bite anybody. They didn't attack anybody. They didn't, you know, go after other dogs.
Criminal neglect. I heard that word in that statement there, and it immediately brings to mind like what they threw at Michelle Ryder, medical abuse.
Medical neglect. Yeah.
Or medical neglect, either one. Right. And this is the excuse, not real clearly codified, as we know. It's kind of a vague statement that can apply to anything that they say it could apply to. To not only take your kid, but now to take your dog or your cat, and to basically hold them for ransom. And if you don't come up with the dough, well, say goodbye to Sasha and Bruno.
Right.
Not a happy story here. And it's another side of the growth of government. And I think in terms of revenue, raising revenue, how much can they squeeze out of a rock? How much blood can you squeeze out of a rock, right? I think the people feel pretty much tapped out here. Some are going to say, no, we can soak the rich, right? Where the rich people putting their money, they're not stupid enough to put it in places where the government can get it, at least easily. The rest of us, yeah, it's a whole different story. And they want more, but they realize they can't raise taxes on people who aren't paying them. Just because you are a taxpayer, capital T, doesn't mean you pay taxes. In fact, I know we're close to the majority of taxpayers are not paying anything in. They're getting something out. Whole other story, whole other segment. But I bring this up because I believe this is the way that budgets are maintained or the budgets grow without raising officially the tax rate by kidnapping your pets. By kidnapping your pets. Bruno and Sasha, just one of those examples.
And he's like, if you try to fight them, it's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, you can't afford it, so why go through that? I was so scared. I felt so threatened and cornered, so I relinquished them.
You know, listen.
You hear that?
Connecting the dots here, how bizarre is it that what we're seeing here is animal control, kind of like what? CPS, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And exactly. What are they telling the pet owners? They're telling them it's going to cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. It's you aren't going to be able to win. You should
just relinquish
the pets.
Yeah.
It sounds like the same thing that's happening with the kids. They're telling them the same thing.
You don't need your kid. Yeah, we've got it under control here. It'll cost you too much. Don't bother fighting. Just look
the
other way while we sell your kids into medical slavery, right? No, I don't agree with that, and I don't think you do either, Super Don. Do you? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Michelle Ryder scheduled today, as well as Dr. Rashid Bitar, as we do some advanced medicine together each and every Monday. Now, where else does this go? Is this extortion? Holding your pets for ransom? Are they extorting money? And what happens if you can't pay?
What it is really is nothing short of extortion. If you do relinquish your dog immediately, they'll just kill him. That's what they really want to do. I know that sounds really sick, but that's easier for them. It's less work, less paperwork. What they'll try to do is hold it out as long as they can. And a lot of times it's next to impossible to get out.
Well, what about the Constitution, right? We talk about constitutional rights. Did the founding fathers write anything in there for the pets? I wonder.
Unlike with human beings, under the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution, you have a right to a speedy trial. No such thing exists in the animal realm. So once the animal is imprisoned, there's no right to a speedy trial.
Well, maybe this is economic racism. Could it be? I mean, are they targeting the poor people? Is that how they play this game? Like they're targeting those who can't hire an attorney to get their kids back? They have to rely on public defenders, and you know how well those public defenders, by and large, work for you.
This is a primarily Hispanic neighborhood. I think animal control sniffs around more than the cops do, to be honest with you, just because a lot of people here own dogs. I didn't know that I had rights. I didn't know that I could fight with them.
Animal control isn't going to go to Beverly Hills. They're not going to go to, you know, the more affluent communities because those people have attorneys. They're going to target the people who they think are not going to fight back.
Yeah, once again, see this pattern of behavior? Government not protecting the people, in fact, attacking the people who can least defend themselves.
This is uncanny.
Your dog.
It's uncanny. I mean, what we're seeing here is they have taken kids, removed the word kids, put in pets. It's all the same. It's the same thing. In fact, in this article, it states here that last year, the Riverside County, I've been down there, Southern California, the inspectors went door to door in this low-income Hispanic neighborhood and cited people for as much as up to $400 per dog for failing to have their pets licensed, sterilized, vaccinated, and microchipped.
Holy crap, dude. This is absolutely incredible. And if you can't pay up, as I said, you talk about animal cruelty, where's PETA on this? The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, right? If they're involved, I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, this is like animal control fascism. You know, if it's not to kidnap your kids, we're going to kidnap your pets.
I want to let people know that even if you can't afford boarding fees for your dogs or whatever the situation may be, you have a voice and somebody will hear you. And there's amazing people out there that donated every single dollar added up to kind of bring to light what animal control is doing is important, because I don't think it's fair. If it hadn't been for my fight, dogs would have been put down.
Yeah, and Super Don, we reached out. I know I appreciate you always doing this behind the scenes. You reached out to animal control in this particular area. You were able to get one of the women. She's a spokesperson, I think, spokeswoman.
Yes. She was actually the one they call her the director of animal control.
Let's hear what she has to say here.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
What was it? Spokeswitch. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. The animal control spokeswitch and your little dog too. What do you think? Give us a call. 866-939-BELL. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live on GCN and Natural News Radio around planet Earth, including our friends over there across the pond where I just was. UK Health Radio. We love you over there. Pip, pip, cheerio. We're just getting started. We got questions of the day as well. Michelle Ryder, Dr. Rashid Bitar, rock the health world with us, won't you? Yeah. Doors open. The phones are on. We're ready for you. We'll be back after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bittar a little later. We've got a big news, bottom of the hour. Team Isaiah, Michelle Ryder, and a special guest that has not done any radio yet coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is big. We just learned this is going to happen. Tell your friends right now if they haven't been plugging in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a big guest at the bottom of the hour. Very excited to hear from him. But for now, let's answer some questions. I feel like I've been out of touch, Super Don, away from a lot of my domestic U.S. audience for a week. And it was spring break for the kids. I was in London. We had the Great Alliance for Natural Health Group, and you held the fort. TMB helped with Dr. Bittar last week. I'll have to check in with DRB if he did okay with TMB and Super D. And then
he did.
Great. But that leads me to something I want to catch up on.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, yeah, we got questions of the day. Bear with me, y'all, that are putting them in at the website at robertscottbell.com. I'm working my way through them. I'm working my way back to you, babe. And right now we got Cynthia. Cynthia is the first question we're going to get to today. I am on the second episode of the Truth About Cancer series. I'm listening to you discuss the tube that goes through our body and how it has to stay balanced with flora. Remember that thing called the alimentary canal? Row your boat gently down the alimentary canal. Or you could do it really fancy. I learned a high-tech egghead way to say it. Propel your craft gently down the... I know. It's crazy.
Silly. Thank
it's
you.
Crazy.
Yes. All right.
You're welcome. All right. My question has to do... My question has to do with the cleaning of the mouth and teeth for health. I've been following Dr. Ellie's Kiss Your Dentist Goodbye protocol for a couple of years, and I'm now wondering if I am doing more harm than good. All right, let's check out this protocol from Cynthia. I don't know Dr. Ellie's Kiss Your Dentist Goodbye, but I'm thinking if I'm right here, it's Dr. Ellie's Kiss Your Teeth Goodbye. The protocol is rinse with Clozis. What is Clozis? C-L-O-S-Y-S. You know what that is?
It's a mouthwash. And
a mouthwash of some kind?
Yeah.
Is it Clorox?
There is a, no, that, oh boy, that would really do a job, but...
Yeah.
The ingredient list, you know, I mean, it has some things in it I'm not quite sure about. I don't know what stabilized
chlorine dioxide
is.
Trisodium phosphate, citric acid. I see it now. Flavor dropper includes natural mineral oil and natural peppermint oil. Peppermint oil is actually good. I don't know about the quality, if that's a homemade thing or if that's something you make on your own.
That's something you buy at the store.
Something you buy at the store. Okay. All right, so it gets worse from there, though. Brush with regular Crest toothpaste. Crest. When I was growing up, the wacky packages had it right. They were
Crust.
They called it Crust. Remember that? Yes, Crust.
Yes, I do, yes.
Three on the list from Cynthia. She says, rinse with Listerine. Rinse with Listerine. Oh, that's a chemical cocktail we all need lots of. I hope you're not chugging it down. Rinse then with Act mouthwash. Also another chemical cocktail.
Yeah.
She also recommends getting 5-plus exposures to xylitol per day. Gum, mints, etc. She chews the gum, but she doesn't swallow the saliva because she doesn't want xylitol in her gut. It's difficult to digest in excess quantity, that's for sure. Anyway, she says... I am now reading about how horrible and toxic fluoride is for the body. I'm also wondering if the Listerine is killing off my good mouth bacteria along with the bad. Yeah, you got that right. Plus, the last two rinses have other toxic ingredients in them. I said that. Ingredients. as well as GMOs. Right? So Cynthia's waking up. What do you recommend for mouth and teeth cleaning? What do you use to help prevent cavities? Thank you so much. First and foremost, cavities are due to mineral deficiencies in concert with what? A horrible diet loaded with refined carbohydrates, simple sugars, things that just kind of feed the bacteria that eat away at the enamel, for instance. And so your allopathic thought form by Dr. Ellie's Kiss Your Teeth Goodbye cleanse is only killing microbes. And there is a healthy flora, too, that you don't want to disastrously eliminate, as well as promote other toxic inflammatory cascades within the gum tissue itself. So I recommend herbs, essential oils, yes, some of which was in some of the things that you do. Essential oil of peppermint can be used good. Clove oil can be used. Also, am I out of time already? No. Am I jet lagged? You know what? I'm gonna have to come back and answer this later.
That closest mouthwash,
yes.
They advertise themselves as being gluten-free.
Oh, lovely. Oh, also coconut oil. Rinse with coconut oil. Rinse with coconut oil. Rinse, rinse, rinse. Let it out and spit it out and all of that. We'll get more of that a little bit later. We've got a special guest along with Team Isaiah after the break.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Barichero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies, so this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand as hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, as Superdon said a little bit ago, we were talking about the kidnapping issue, not only of pets now, which is another bizarre twist to government wanting to take everything you have and own, but taking your kids as well, a thing called medical kidnap. Taking your children away based on a nebulous claim of medical abuse or medical neglect, ill-defined. And finding out that these children are being put into medical experimentation or having surgical interventions done. The state's taking custody. Therefore, the parents have little to no say whatsoever in what kind of medical treatment is occurring. And one of the biggest and baddest of those cases has been the case of Isaiah Ryder. And I say it's a case. It's not a case. It's a human being. A child moving into adulthood, 17 years old now. We've talked with his mom, Michelle Ryder, many times over the last months. And this has been going on almost a year. Perhaps I don't want to see it go on much longer, but there's a lot of machinery involved here. A lot of corruption. We've even reached out to the Choctaw Nation. We talked to different Native Americans about the perspective here, about how help can be gotten from other places, other sources, seemingly coming up empty. But maybe there's some breakthroughs coming around the corner. Your prayers are greatly appreciated, as well as any other things you can do to help. And to find out what more we can do to help is Michelle Ryder. We've got the links to TeamIsaiah.com as well. You can go there through the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, we only wish that it was to say Isaiah had gotten free and he's back with you, but that is not the case as of yet. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are still fighting. It has been almost a year. In about a week, it'll be a year. March the 11th, Isaiah was made a ward of the state of Illinois, despite the fact that he is a Missouri resident and he is currently residing in Missouri. And I think a lot of people have questions as far as, well, how does that even make sense? It doesn't make any sense why a human being should be controlled by an agency 550 miles away. And secondly, he's not even living there. So
incredible.
It doesn't make any sense except for perhaps maybe some financial sense on behalf of the state of Illinois, who is receiving federal funding for my son.
That's another big aspect of this, Michelle, as we've uncovered in our friends at medicalkidnap.com, uncovering the payoffs that occur the moment you take possession of this child, put them in state custody. Child Protective Services receives monies. The hospitals that can then receive monies through federal grants, maybe state money as well. And who's left? I mean, the pawns in this are the families that are divided, mm-hmm. that are split up, the moms, the dads, the kids themselves. And I understand that we have, for the first time since this occurred, this medical kidnap occurred, we have Isaiah Ryder on the phone with us right now, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Isaiah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cheek. Isaiah, God bless you. You are as strong as I've ever heard, someone going through what you've gone through. And yet, you're still under state custody at 17 in Missouri. I think you might be considered an adult at this point and can make his own choices. Yeah. But a ward of the state in Illinois, how are you?
How am I now?
Yes, how are you feeling right
I'm
now?
Because, like I said, you.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm having a lot of pain with my leg again. And I'm happy with that I'm living with my grandparents. But I'm having a lot of problems with my leg again, and that's not good at all.
Are they giving you any option in terms of alternatives to drugs, or they've already done surgery? Are they giving you any holistic options at all? Is that anywhere on the radar screen of anybody that's caring for you right now?
Not that I know of. We're trying to go to the Mayo Clinic and see if we can find someone there who can help us, but right now, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm really scared that I'm going to go into another pain crisis.
And this was the thing that started it all, because your mother was so concerned about the pain that you were exhibiting under the care at Lurie's there in Chicago. And that has not been resolved, according to what you're telling us.
I had a surgery that removed some nerves under my thigh, and I guess it grew back because it's been a year since then, and that's what I think the problem is, that either something grew back and I'm just having pain again. I'm not exactly sure, but it's just really, really painful to deal with.
Okay, and you say you're right now with your grandmother?
I live with my grandmother and my grandfather, yes.
Okay, so you're not in a foster care home at this point. Are they talking about or threatening you at all to remove you back into other foster care homes where you claim that you had been abused in horrible ways? Or have they said at this point, you're okay, we're not going to take you from your grandparents at this point?
To be honest, I don't know.
Okay. Man, the not knowing is just you talk about stress, not only the pain, but the pain of not knowing.
Yeah.
Michelle, are you allowed to visit Isaiah at your parents' place?
Yes, I am allowed to visit him, but of course everything is has to be documented, has to be approved. You know, we're getting emails from caseworkers in Missouri. The state of Illinois is using Missouri to oversee and report back, so they just show up to the home. I received an email today. A lot of people want to know, well, you know, how can Illinois do anything from 550 miles away? Well, they use Missouri to do that. And everything has to be approved. So Isaiah was talking about the Mayo Clinic. His primary care doctor recommended him going there to get treatment, and it's been 2 weeks now, and we're still waiting on that approval from Illinois, and it shouldn't be like that. Isaiah's having so much pain to where he can't even go to school. He's having to take narcotic pain medications again that really just only help for a little while. And
well, have they approved him in Illinois? Is there any medical cannabis, you know, as far as getting him off of the heavy narcotics?
Well, I am not sure if that has been approved in Illinois. It's not a treatment option that they have brought up with Isaiah or the family or anything. And they are calling all the shots.
I feel like I'm literally in chains, and yes. they're pulling me where I need to go, but I can't. I can have a voice, but it's not changing anything. That's how I feel.
Your claims of abuse within the foster care system, I mean, these are criminal complaints as far as I'm concerned, when you say that you were sexually assaulted and abused. Is there any evidence that they've investigated, the police have investigated those you have pointed your finger at to say, these people, you know, perpetrated a horrible crime against me? And, of course, what about the state of Missouri? If they're being contacted by the Illinois DCFS, wouldn't the Missouri people want to know that one of their, let's say, the kids from their state is being abused within the foster care system?
Yeah, I don't see why they're not checking that out.
Outrageous. Outrageous. This is outrage layered upon outrage. Yeah, I just, like I said, I still don't understand how there is no criminal investigation with claims that you made. When a child claims that there has been abuse of the order that you have said, Isaiah, in open court, and to those who are supposedly entrusted with your care, the state of Illinois, and there's no evidence of any police investigation. I'm beside myself thinking, how is this going to...
I don't know what's going through their minds, but honestly, I feel like they don't care about me. Like, no matter what I say, they're always targeting my mom.
Let me ask you a question, Isaiah, because, I mean, listen, we have followed the story. We've read the story. It's been printed, you know, all kinds of places. We've talked with your mom, and I first of all, I want to tell you that we really appreciate the fact that you have chosen to come out on the show to say this, because, I mean, that takes a lot of courage, you know, for a 17-year-old to stand up. And I got to say, that video that you made not too terribly long ago, I'm so proud of you for standing up for yourself and laying it out on the line and letting people know that they're not going to mess with you. Okay, you're strong. You're a strong kid. I mean, you really are. But I want to ask you. Obviously, at some point, you told DCFS that your mom did not abuse you. That your mom, there was no medical abuse. There was no medical neglect. What was their response to you when you told them that? What did they say to you?
They would always try to jump around what I've said and try to say that she was always doing everything wrong, you know? Like, it's so hard to explain, but, like...
Sure. So basically they just ignored you, treated you like you didn't know what you were
really
talking about, that they knew better than you, basically.
Like, my voice, when I put out my voice to them, I feel like it just goes straight through their ears. Like, they don't even care whatsoever.
As evidenced by the fact that you're still in their custody as well, and it sounds like they were trying to manipulate you to go against your own mother in this case. And
yes,
that seems
yes,
to be.
That's exactly what I felt like they were doing.
So right. You feel like they were trying to basically kind of brainwash you or trying to convince
yes.
you that your mom was bad and she was doing things to you that you just didn't know.
Even my foster parent, she would say that my mom is bad and all these other things, and I hated it when she said that.
You're telling me the foster parent actually told you that your mom was bad?
Not in those exact words, but she
right.
was just agreeing with everybody else is what
sure.
they were saying. She was like, oh, yeah, she did this to you. She's not, it's like all, stuff like that.
Yeah, this is a form of psychological terrorism in my...
I hear that,
in my,
especially
yeah.
when people
oh,
talk
certainly.
Bad about my mother.
Yeah, well, your mother has been nothing but a stalwart in her efforts to bring you back home. I'm sure you know that, but I'm telling you, from our experience with her since you've been away in Illinois and at Lurie's, she's come on here many times, and I appreciate you coming on today. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Yes, I can.
All right, we're talking with Isaiah Ryder and Isaiah's mom, Michelle Ryder. Check out TeamIsaiah.com. We'll also talk about how you, listening all around the world, can help out in this case to bring Isaiah home and hopefully stop this from happening to any other children. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com is the link out to everywhere, including what we're discussing right now. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops, is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Set them free. And very specifically, set him free. Isaiah Ryder is with us, with his mother, Michelle Ryder. TeamIsaiah.com, check it out. See what you can do to help. We'll talk about that in just a moment as well with Michelle. But Isaiah, you've got a voice every time you speak out. You do a video up on YouTube, and people are inspired by you despite the suffering you've gone through and continue to go through, being disconnected from your mother, although not spiritually. We know that the connection is there, but they've done their level best to try to divide you. And despite all that they throw at you, you're still here. You're still standing. And even though you're suffering, I just want to let you know your voice is being heard. And what you're doing is not only good for you to reach out, to speak out, but for others that have found themselves in similar circumstances. We need to expose what these agencies are doing, and we need to remedy it. Isaiah, what do you need right now most of all? Obviously, we want to see you reunited with your mom and outside of the custody of the state of Illinois.
What do I need? I would say the one thing that I need is I really need people to help me make a difference in the world. I want to stop all, like, I want kids to have better lives than having DCFS take them away from their families. I just feel like, as myself, I can make a difference to stop all this, or even just try to make it less corrupt. Do you understand what I mean? Like,
yes.
That's what I really want to do. I just want to make a difference, because it's sad to see kids even younger than me being pulled from their families. And it hurts me to see that, and I really don't want to see that anymore.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm a bit emotional right at the moment, because, you know, Isaiah, I mean, here you are in the middle of a situation where you've been taken from your mom, and you are trying to find a way to get out of that system, and your mom is trying to figure out a way to get you back home. And when you're asked what it is that you need, you are thinking of other children instead of yourself. And I think that just speaks volumes as to the kind of person that you are. I just want to say that.
Thank you. I just feel like that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, this may, you know, have turned your life's mission and made it obvious to you at this point. We still got to help you. Michelle Ryder, Mom, what can we do? What can my listening audience do to help you now? What do you most need?
Well, I appreciate everything that you guys and everyone has done as far as being a voice for us. You know, the writing letters and calling the governors and making noise. I know today, you know, people were calling and they were getting voicemails and, you know, they're getting irritated and that's good. You know, they need to be irritated. And, you know, Isaiah's voice has been silenced and, pretty much mine as well. It holds no merit. And so we're both being treated basically like criminals, like we've done something wrong, second class citizens, and neither of us have done anything wrong. I think it's very clear that Isaiah has well documented medical problems and he still has the same medical problems he had when they intercepted, you know, so I think it really does help to make those calls and to share what is happening, because I think exposing what is happening in the dark is helping not only our situation but others as well. You know, like you said, feeling empowered to come forward, because this is not common knowledge to most people. In fact, both Isaiah and I had no idea any of this was happening until it happened to us. And right. We both want to help other people, and I love Isaiah's heart. You know, he doesn't want other people to suffer the way
he doesn't.
He has.
Sometimes a bully needs to be punched in the nose before they realize that they're bullying. And that's why I encourage all of you to speak up when you see something like this happening. Isaiah Ryder is speaking up from within that system. Michelle Ryder, both of you, God bless you. Our heart goes out to you. Our prayers go out to you as well. We've got to take a break. We've got advanced medicine coming up. And we'll stay in touch, obviously, with Michelle and Isaiah Ryder as this continues. Thank you both. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.